KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In sports, high school football, last night it was a quarterfinal round of the playoffs around the state, and we had one for you in the eight-man ranks. The Ogden Wheelers came up on the short end of a quarterfinal loss to Remsen St. Mary's at Chiz-Jones Field, 64-32. Two early fumbles and a short punt gave Remsen St. Mary's short fields that the Hawks took advantage of to go up early 20-0, and the Wheelers tried to play catch-up the rest of the night in the battle of top three teams. Remsen St. Mary's recovered a fumble on Audubon's second play of their second possession at the Wheeler 36-yard line. Five plays later, they scored on a fourth down pass from Derek Shorg to Kenny Bonenkamp to go up 6-0 after a missed PAT. A short punt from the Wheelers on their next possession gave the Hawks the ball at the Wheeler 25. The Hawks struck on another fourth down with an 18-yard touchdown run by Derek Shorg. The two-point run by Shorg would put them up 14-0. The Wheelers had a promising drive going to try to answer back on the next possession, but lost a fumble at the 18-yard line on a fourth-down sneak attempt by Tyler Reboff on the second play of the second quarter. Four plays later, Kanan Cox broke a 36-yard touchdown run, and Remsen St. Mary's led 20-0. Audubon got on the board on the next possession after a big play got them to the one-yard line. Josh Lang plunged in for the touchdown. Rope Niskanen missed the PAT off the upright, and it was 20-6 at that point. On the ensuing kickoff, a rare short kick from Niskanen gave Kanan Cox a chance for a return, and he took advantage, ran it back 76 yards for a touchdown. The Hawks added another score before the end of the half, and the Wheeler defense prevented a late scoring chance to make it 36-6 at halftime. Audubon showed some resolve, though, in the third quarter. They got the first two touchdowns of the second half to get within 36-19. The teams would then trade touchdowns for the next seven possessions of the game. The Wheelers closed the gap to a two-possession game with a Reboff pass to Lane Lawson to end the third quarter, but the Hawks drove down the field for another Shorg rushing touchdown to answer back. That was the theme of the night. The Wheelers would make it interesting, and the Hawks would answer with big plays. Kanan Cox finished with four rushing touchdowns and that kickoff return score to lead the Hawks to the semifinals next Thursday. Derek Shorg finished with two passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns to help out their effort. Remsen St. Mary's improves to 10-0 with the win. They'll face Fremont Mills in the Unidome at Cedar Falls next Thursday at 12:06 p.m. The Knights were 35-9 victors over Sydney in the other quarterfinal on that side of the bracket. Audubon has their terrific season end at 10-1. Senior quarterback Tyler Reboff had two scoring passes to Lane Lawson and one rushing score on the night. Fellow seniors Josh Lang and Nolan Smith each had a rushing score in the effort. The Wheelers say goodbye to a senior class of nine that piled up a career 33-8 record and ushered the Wheelers strongly into eight-man play last year. Other scores from last night in eight-man action, it was Don Bosco 62-0 over HLV. Midland was a 52-50 winner over Tripola. So it'll be Don Bosco and Midland and Fremont Mills St. Mary's in that semifinal in eight-man. In Class A, it was Hudson, a 30-0 win over Linville Sully. St. Ansgar beat Gladbrook Rhinebeck 35-7. St. Albert 31-10 over Galen Catholic. And West Sioux was a 54-12 winner over West Hancock. In Class 1A, Pella Christian 44-6 over Pleasantville. Iowa City Regina beats Wilton 35-0. Van Meter 27-6 over Denver. West Lyon was a 42-3 winner over Western Christian. In 2A, Boyd and Old Rock Valley beat South Central Calhoun 28-20. Union was a 16-14 winner over Cascade Western Dubuque. Waukon beat New Hampton 34-13. It was Williamsburg 24-14 over Mount Vernon. In 3A, Harlan beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 41-15. Pella over Dallas Center Grimes 35-18. Solon 54-14 over West Delaware. And Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Davenport Assumption 44-21. In Class 4A, Ankeny Centennial knocks off Lewis Central 44-14. Bettendorf 31-21 over North Scott. Dowling Catholic beat Johnston 13-10. And Iowa City West was a 27-9 winner over Cedar Falls. So that sets up the semifinal round. It'll get started on Thursday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And the first game of the day will be early in the morning, a 9:06 a.m. kickoff, an eight-man play, as Midland will face Don Bosco in the first game. And then at 12:06, it's that Remsen-St. Mary's Fremont Mills matchup. In Class 3A, then on Thursday at 5:36 p.m., Harlan takes on Pella, and followed at 8:21 by Cedar Rapids Xavier and Solon. On Friday, day gets started in Class A with St. Ansgar facing Hudson at 10:06 in the morning. West Sioux will face St. Albert at 1:06. Then at 4:06 in the evening, Iowa City West faces Bettendorf in 4A, and Ankeny Centennial then will face Dowling Catholic in the nightcap at 7:06 Friday night. On Saturday, it'll get started with the Class 1A games with a 10:06 a.m. kickoff between Iowa City Regina and Pella Christian. West Lyon takes on Van Meter at 1:06 p.m. And then in 2A, it'll be Boyd and Old Rock Valley against Waukon at 4:06. And 7:06 p.m. Saturday night, it'll be Union facing Williamsburg. That's a look at the schedule there for you for all those semifinal matchups in high school football. We'll have college football on the way for you today as the Iowa Hawkeyes get set to take on Ohio State. That'll be a 12:30 pregame, 2:30 kickoff here on the Hawkeye Radio Network as the Hawks host third-ranked Buckeyes. The Hawks are 5-3 and just missed on an earlier upset bid against Penn State. Even in the games that they've lost this season, the Hawkeye defense has done a good job of keeping opponents out of the end zone. Coach Ferentz says the ability of the Buckeye quarterback JT Barrett to run puts an added pressure on the defense here today. They'll try to get it done. Once again, 12:30, our pregame, 2:30 kickoff. Also today, the Iowa State Cyclones, with their new top 15 ranking, will go on the road to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. That's also set for a 2:30 kickoff here this afternoon. That one will be televised on ESPN2. In other sporting notes, World Series MVP George Springer has thanked Houston Astros fans for believing in the team as it rallied to win the franchise's first championship. Springer spoke during a rally Friday outside Houston City Hall after a victory parade downtown that attracted hundreds of thousands of people. The World Series champs spent an hour traveling in fire trucks and double-decker buses during a victory parade in downtown Houston. The parade ended Friday afternoon in front of Houston City Hall, where players were given a chance to speak to the crowd. City officials extended the parade route after more fans than expected showed up for the festivities. Meanwhile, the Astros have not made the decision yet on whether they will visit the White House to meet President Trump if an invitation is extended. Manager A.J. Hinch said the club needs time to make the decision, saying, "We're not going to allow anything to polarize this moment that we want to celebrate with our fans." And a couple other notes from baseball. The Indians have exercised their $11.5 million option on outfielder Michael Brantley for next season. The 30-year-old Brantley hit .299 with 9 homers and 52 RBIs in 90 games, his second straight injury-shortened season. They also exercised a $3 million option on right-hander Josh Tomlin, who was 6-0 with a 3.11 ERA in his last 10 appearances. The Pirates have exercised their $14.75 million option on five-time All-Star outfielder Andrew McCutchen. The 31-year-old hit a team-high 28 homers and drove in 88 runs for the Pirates last year. Pitcher Masahiro Tanaka has decided to stay with the Yankees and not exercise the right to opt out of the remaining three seasons of his contract. The 29-year-old right-hander was 13-12 with a 4.74 ERA in the regular season before going 2-1 with a .90 earned run average in the playoffs. Ichiro Suzuki's $2 million club option with the Marlins has been declined, making the 44-year-old outfielder a free agent. It's the first major roster move by the Marlins since Derek Jeter's ownership group took over a month ago, and the team is expected to cut payroll by about $90 million. The Mets have exercised their option on infielder Asdrubal Cabrera and an option also on left-hander Jerry Blevins. The Angels have declined their option on former closer Houston Street and right-hander Ricky Nolasco. And Justin Upton's new five-year, $106 million contract with the Angels backloads money that will save the team more than $6 million next year and $4 million in 2019. And last night in college football, the Memphis Tigers did what was needed to stay in the AP college football poll. Riley Ferguson completed 27 of 39 passes for 298 yards and four touchdowns as 22nd-ranked Memphis ripped Tulsa 41-14. Kurt Busch has earned the pole at Texas with the fastest qualifying time in track history. He averaged 200.915 miles per hour on his only lap in the final round of qualifying, topping Tony Stewart's mark set 3 years ago. J.J. Spahn shot a 665 at Breezy TPC Summerlin to take a three-shot lead into the suspended second round of the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.